This chazar is echin l'shabach ches l'shagav. Remember, Yehuda m'sechet z'kedushin daf ayin ches. Yehuda said, if a kohen gadol marries and has beer with a widow, he will get two sets of malchus, one for lo yikach and one for lo yichalal. Why wouldn't he get another set of malchus for the lava of lo yichalal zare, which includes his giving zera to this beer? And so the case being discussed is where he didn't complete the beer and therefore he did not issue any zera. Rava asked, the Mishnah says, if a kohen gadol marries and has beer with a widow who is also a divorcee, he gets malchus for each of the names of Isser. This suggests that he only gets two sets of malchus, even for, so that means he's getting one for a widow, not two like we said before. And said, the Mishnah means he'll get two sets of malchus for each of the two names of the Yisr, two for Grusha and two for Almona. The same Mishnah says if the woman is a divorcee and a chalutza, he only gets one, presumably meaning one set of malchus. The Mishnah says the Mishnah means he's only chayiv for her being a divorcee and not for her being a chalutza, since that's only derabbanan, but for her being a divorcee, he'll get two sets of malchus. The Mishnah learns the Yisr of chalutza from a pasuk. The Mishnah says that's really only derabbanan and the pasuk is only in a smachta. Abaye said, when the kohen gives kedushin to a woman who is also to him with an iser kahuna, he gets one set of malchus, even if he didn't have be with her. And when he has be with her, he gets a second set of malchus. Rava said he only gets malchus if he has be with her, and at that point he gets two sets of malchus. This is because the pasuk says lo yikach v'lo yichalal, which teaches that the iser of kedushin is only if he has be with her. Abaye would agree that if a man remarried his divorcee after she married someone else, that he would not be chayiv unless he has be with her, because the pasuk over there says he may not take her to be a wife to him. So to be to him as a wife, and therefore it's only with beer. Rav agrees in the case of the kahana, if they have beer with the women also to them and never gave them kedushin, they would still get malchus, because the pasuk says v'lo yichal, and he did make her into a halala. Abaye and Rav would both agree that if a man only had beer with his divorcee who had married someone else but did not give her kedushin, he would not get malchus, because the Torah only makes her also when it's done through marriage. And a b'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda explains his reasoning. He says it's a kal v'chomer if the daughter of a cholol who comes from a person of pure yichas, his father was a Yisrael. If he's possible, then surely the daughter of a ger who doesn't come from pure yichas will be possible. The b'raisa is these cases can't be compared because the cholol was produced from an avera. Maybe that's why the daughter is possible. The b'raisa says the case of the kohen gadol with a widow will refute this because the kohen gadol was not produced through an avera and still his daughter is possible. The b'raisa is maybe in that case his daughter is possible because she was born from an avera. The Bryce says a Chalal's daughter was not created from an Avera, and yet she is possible. Based on all this, one cannot be learned directly from the other. The common characteristic among them all is that they have an aspect that is uncommon among most peoples, and their daughters are possible to Kahuna. We can say that a Ger also has an aspect that is uncommon, and therefore his daughter will also be also to Kahuna. The Bryce says maybe the common characteristic among them all is that they have an element of Avera, whereas a Ger does not have an element of Avera among him. The Bryce continues and says, instead of the original refutation from the case of Kohen Gadol, instead refute the Kavachamim based on a first generation Mitzri Ger, who was not created through an Avera, and yet his daughter is possible to Kahuna. On that we can ask, maybe he's different because he may not marry into the Kal. However, the case of a Cholol refutes that because he can marry into the Kal and yet his daughter is possible. The Tzad HaShava among them is that they have an aspect that is uncommon among most people, and their daughters are possible to Kahuna. We can say that a Ger as well has an aspect that is uncommon, and therefore his daughter will also be also to Kahuna. The Rice asks, maybe the common character Tzad HaShava among them all is that they make a woman possible to a Kayin when they have beer with that woman. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Ger makes a woman possible when he has beer with her. Therefore, he can learn that the daughter of a Ger is possible based on this Tadashova. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov Omer Ger. Bryce brings forth a fourth view and says, Rosh Hashanah Yechai says that a Geyaris who converted before she was 3 years old is mutter to Kahuna based on the pasuk where Moshe told the army to allow the girls less than 3 years old to live. He told them for yourselves, meaning so that you can marry them. And Pinchas, who was a Kayin, was in the army. We see that he too was allowed to marry them. The Rabbanan argument say, no, when Moshe said for yourselves, he didn't mean to marry them. I mean, they can take them as slaves. The Gemara says all four views are based on the same pasuk of Amana Ugrusha La Yikhula Hemla Noshim. Ki im besulois mizera beis Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a woman is not mutter to marry for a kohen unless she comes from full yichas of Yisrael and therefore the daughter of a ger is possible to kohen. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov holds that the word mizera teaches that as long as some of her yichas is from Yisrael, she's mutter to a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Dashan is possible to teach that as long as she was conceived while her parents were already from Yisrael, they had already converted, then she's mutter to kohen. Rabbi Shimei Chai Dashan is that as long as she gets the status of a besula, which happens at 3 years old, when she's a Yisrael, she's mutter to kohen. Rav Nachman Israel Rava, the pasuk seems difficult to understand because the first part of the, seems to be discussing a kohen god, the later part seems to be discussing a regular kohen. The answer, that's true. But we find other psukim that must be understood in a similar way by understanding the pasuk as changing the subject without telling us that it's doing so. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosef Eimer Av Gershon Nosa Giyoris. Rav Nun in the name of Ula Paskin Zak Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Rachana said this as well. However, after the Churban, the Kahanim decided to be more stringent and began to follow the view of Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna told me, if a kohen comes to ask, we tell him to follow Eliezer ben Yaakov. However, if he already married the daughter of a Ger and a Giyoris, we do not make him get divorced because we can follow Rabbi Yosef. Zuck, the next mission, if a person says, this son of mine is a mamzer, he's not believed. Even if a husband and wife both agree that the baby she's pregnant with is a mamzer, we don't believe them. Rehuda says they are believed in both cases. Zuck, the Gemara, the chiddush of the second case is that even though the mother can know with a lot more certainty than the father, still we don't believe her. Also, even though a child in her stomach does not yet have a cheskas kashrus, still we do not believe them. Mishnah says, Rehuda, Omer Ne'emon, and Mabraisa explains the pasuk regarding a bechor says Yakir, from which Rehuda learns that a father is believed to say which of his sons is a bechor. And just like he's believed regarding bechor, he's also believed to say that his son is from a divorcee or a chalutza. The Chachamim disagree and say he's not believed. Rav Nachman asks Rav, what did the Rabbanim do with the word Yakir? And Mar said they use it for a case where the man had children somewhere else and is therefore needed to identify which one of his children are the Bechar. Regarding what halacha is he believed to say so? It can't be that he believed for purpose of giving a double portion of his estate because that's obvious because he can give it to them as a gift, so he's believed to say that he deserves it as a Bechar. The Chiddush is that he's even believed for assets that the father gets after the time that he identified as a Bechar, which he therefore didn't have the ability to give him at the time of identification, and yet he still believes. According to a mayor, a person can be makna something that he doesn't have, so why do we need the pasuk of Yakir? Mar said it's needed for assets that he gets as he is dying, because even Rabbi Meir agrees that a person cannot be makna such assets.